and welcome to Wise Shepherds, the show that brings you closer to the heart of the flock. I'm your host, Teresa, and I'm honored to guide you on this journey of faith. Each week, we'll sit down with local pastors from our community who are dedicated to shepherding their congregations with wisdom and grace. They will share biblical insights, offer spiritual guidance, and help us reflect on our own hearts as we navigate the challenges of triumphs of our Christian walk. Whether you're a longtime believer or just beginning to explore your faith, our goal is to create a space for edification and encouragement. So grab your Bible, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's seek the Lord together. This is Wise Shepherds, and we're so glad you're here. Welcome back, Pastor Benjamin Appleby from Generations OC here in Costa Mesa.
So there's something that the Lord has been teaching my wife and I, and even through our local church. There's something he's been teaching us on prayer that has really changed our lives. Now, in the local church, and of course, for every believer, there's many different kinds of prayer. There's intercessory prayer. The Bible says that Jesus lives to make intercession for us as believers. There's prophetic word prayer. Paul says to the church in Corinthians that a prophetic word is any word to encourage, console, or correct. And there's also healing prayer. We see that Jesus is constantly working with the spiritual forces of darkness in this world's realm. So all of these are wonderful things to learn more about. The thing that I have learned a lot about in the last 2 years is really a form of discipleship prayer, a prayer that definitely involves all of the above, praying for others, being encouraged, and also experiencing deeper levels of freedom and healing. So I want to back up and tell you a quick story. Over the last 2 years, my wife and I and some of the leaders of the church, we really started to delve into this topic of healing prayer or deliverance prayer. People who have real deep trauma and pain and wounds in their life, and they seem to be really beleaguered by them. They seem to be holding on to these things. In fact, I would contend that it's not just them holding on to them, it's a form of demonic oppression. Now, the believer cannot be possessed. We know that we're a new creation in Jesus, and so therefore we are these holy temples to the Lord. But we do see in the New Testament, as well as in our daily lives, this attack from the enemy. Sometimes it looks like influence, sometimes it looks like temptation, and many times it can be deception, that we're openly deceived. How does the believer fight back against these things? And that was what we delved into the last 2 years. We studied and we got our hands on a handful of great books and material, and we began learning a lot about how this is a biblical pattern, not just someone's opinion, not just someone's invention, for a lot of the New Testament is not prescriptive on these matters, but we did find a biblical path forward for this discipleship prayer that leads to inner healing and freedom. Now, in God's sovereignty, in God's grace, he knew that we would need this lesson. He knew that we'd need this training and education in the last 2 years, because what was going on concurrently in that two-year period? Well, it was a season of unprecedented loss and pain and even offense for us as church leaders, as a lead pastor. We were really under attack the last 2 years. And, you know, there was no technical loss of life and there was no injury or illness that was serious. But in the life of the church, there was a lot of pain, loss, and offense. So wouldn't you know it, that in God's kindness, he led us down this path of what I'm just going to call discipleship prayer. Now, the very first verse that the Lord used to teach me and teach us about this kind of daily discipleship prayer is James 1:20. So James 1:21, in fact, James 1:21 says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls." There's a couple key words in there. This one verse packs a lot of truth for our daily freedom and our daily healing with Jesus. The two words that I want you to latch on to is lay aside and welcome. In one translation, it says renounce and welcome. And that, my friends, is the pattern for the type of prayer I want to talk about. In this month of May, we're celebrating prayer. And this type of prayer is a gift to all believers. It is something you can do without a prayer counselor, without a pastor. It's something you do every single day. And I'll tell you what else. It is a part of the sanctifying work of Christ. So what is sanctification? It's another way of talking about discipleship. This type of prayer, discipleship prayer, I'm going to come back to James 1:21. This type of prayer is something that forms your heart every single day. It's something that keeps your heart pure. And it's something actually that releases power into the kingdom of God. So back to James 1:20, what are we renouncing? What are we laying aside? It says very clearly, all filth and wickedness. So in our lives, we may face the three enemies that the Bible talks about, the world, the flesh, and the devil. These are very real adversaries, and they have some limited degree of power or authority in this realm. Before Jesus comes back, we are to contend against these things. Why? Why would God permit a degree of limited power and authority during this time of life? Well, for our sanctification, for our growing up, for our maturity. And so we have this great challenge coming up against filth and wickedness or evil, and we renounce it, lay it aside. Put it aside. And just to get intensely practical, sometimes you may have an idea or a narrative or a lie or a suggestion. And what you can do is you can use the words of Jesus, get behind me, Satan. You can say, not today, Satan. You can say, I disagree. You can say out loud, no. And that's the different kind of examples of what renounce looks like. But hear me in this, Christians. Hear me in this, beloved believers who are listening right now. We are not meant to spend all of our days on the defense, are we? No, Ephesians 6 says we've been given the full armor of God. We have defensive weapons and offensive weapons. So it's not that the believer needs to get entangled into this constant battle of batting away the enemy. It is also that we welcome, and back to James 1:21, welcome the implanted word which you first received. That's the good news. That's the gospel. So if we're going to be in this business of renouncing and putting aside these lies and narratives, we need to remember to welcome the good news we first received. So what are all the truths that we need to agree with? What are all the verses in Scripture that remind us who we are in Christ, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're forgiven and freed, that we're commissioned and called, that we're saints, that we're friends of Jesus, that we're one with Jesus? These are, again, not opinions, not someone's fancy idea, but just the truths of Scripture. So that's James 1:21, and that's really the pattern of discipleship prayer, renounce, and welcome. But there's more. There's more that you can practice, and I hope you'll see this incredibly practically for your daily life, in your circles of your family, of your friends, or even your local church. A huge part of getting freedom and healing through this discipleship prayer is forgiveness. Yes, it's so true that we are once saved. Of course, the blood of Jesus is timeless, and it is a perfect substitutionary atonement for all of our sins, past, present, and future. So we are saved, one, and done. But then the work of sanctification is learning to walk in that new position in Christ, isn't it? Yes. Anyone who's listening who's lived any kind of life understands we're once saved, but then we learn to walk as a saved people. And a huge part of that, listener, a huge part of that is forgiveness. And so we have this incredible instruction from Jesus. Let us look no further than the words of Jesus on his beautiful Sermon on the Mount. There's really two ways, I think, practically in this discipleship prayer. There's two ways that we can learn to grow, become more like Christ. That's what discipleship is. We become more like Christ, and we do that through forgiveness, right? Aren't we marked by the cross? We're a forgiveness people. So how do we practically learn to do that in prayer? First, let's look to Matthew chapter 5 in verse 23 and 24. It says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother or your sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. This is very interesting. There's a couple important and powerful aspects about this. Picture this text to a Jewish audience. And for a Jewish audience, the altar, the offering, the temple sacrifice, this is a chief practice and tradition for the chosen and saved people of God. And Jesus is saying, hold on, check your heart. And of course, that's what Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is all about. The Sermon on the Mount is about your status and orientation of your heart. So what is Jesus doing in his magnificence and his brilliance? He's saying, purify your heart. Make sure your heart is clean before you go to worship service. Many of you have heard this passage before. Okay, I'm going to leave church now and go and be reconciled to the person who what? The person who has something against me. Here's the simple way to put it. When someone has something against you, an offense against you, you go to them. Well, what do we do, Pastor? What do we do when we have an offense against someone else? We go to God. Turn the page to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, starting in verse 9, the disciples want to know, how should we pray? Jesus responds, pray this way, our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Do you see the pattern? I'm okay with the word formula. Do you see the formula? In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is giving us a pattern relationally. When someone has something against us, go to them. Now, if you have someone in your life, let's say it's someone long dead, how are you going to go and be reconciled to them if you can't physically go to them? You can't. And so Jesus gives us this timeless practice, this timeless principle of bringing our offense and pains that we have to him. And by the way, that's the only way we're going to really experience freedom and healing is if we go to God for those things. Let's say you have the example of someone in your heart, you have an offense against them. You may be able to go to them, but they may not give you what your heart so badly desires, can they? They may not have the emotional skills. They may not have the spiritual skills. They may not even be a believer. So how are you going to be reconciled to them if they don't share a common biblical worldview? You go to God. This is the pattern of discipleship prayer. It's something you can do every single day without a pastor, without a prayer counselor. You can renounce and welcome, James 1:21. You can go to them, Matthew 5:24, or you can go to God, Matthew 6:9. I pray that the God of peace would rule and reign in your heart and mind as you go forth in this important work of maturing, lacking nothing, growing into the image and likeness of Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Wise Shepherds. I hope that our message has provided you with a new perspective, some helpful guidance, and encouragement for your own spiritual journey. Remember, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Join us again next time as we continue to seek biblical wisdom and grow in our faith together. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'm your host, Teresa, and this has been Wise Shepherds on KBright Radio.